This is Michael Edward Miller for WTC. On Tuesday morning, very suddenly, Megan Berry announced she was resigning as mayor of Nashville, Tennessee. That happened right after Berry appeared in court and pled guilty to theft of property over $10,000. From WPLN, Nashville Public Radio, Jason Moon Wilkins joins us with some background on this. What is this theft charge, and how does it relate to an extramarital affair Berry had with the head of her security detail, Sergeant Rob Forrest? About 5 weeks ago, Berry publicly admitted to the affair, and multiple investigations have been going on since then. Jason Moon Wilkins, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So Berry pled guilty to $10,000 in theft. What exactly was that money, and how does it relate to the affair that she had with Sergeant Rob Forrest?
Sure. Well, first of all, she pled guilty to one charge of a felony theft, and it's a confusing title because it makes it sound like there was money lying around and she picked it up, and that's not exactly what it means in this scenario. The way that the district attorney explained it yesterday was that amount of money, which is actually $11,000, it covers what taxpayers spent on travel expenses for her former chief bodyguard, Sergeant Robert Forrest, with whom she was having an affair. So a lot of that focus had been around, did they misuse public funds during the affair, where there were multiple trips taken out of town, many of those unaccompanied by anyone else? I think there were 10 of those. And during that time, there were days that there were no official happenings on the books. And so that a lot of the speculation sort of gone around that. And so as part of this plea deal, that's what the district attorney said that money was specifically for. The district attorney also said that Sergeant Robert Forrest, with whom Berry was having the affair, he must pay back $45,000. Now, that amount is tied to the overtime Forrest was paid during his tenure with Mayor Berry. Again, that was something that had been a big focus, is that Forrest had served the two previous mayors, but his amount of overtime during his time with Berry had skyrocketed. It had gone up quite a bit and really raised eyebrows. And so his money, his $45,000, is going to pay back part of that.
For us in Chattanooga, I think this was a really big shock. But for you in Nashville, how much of a shock was this?
Well, I think, you know, there had been a lot of speculation. There had been a lot of people on either side, people who were supporters, people who were opponents of Mayor Berry, who had either suggested or pushed for her to resign. But she had been very, very adamant up until, I mean, there were interviews last week where she said, no, I'm not resigning. I'm not walking away from this. I have a lot of work left to do. And, you know, I think one example of how off guard everyone was caught by this was Vice Mayor David Brightly. He tweeted out that morning, I've got car problems. I'm taking the bus in today. It was this very casual thing. And within a very short period of time, the news starts breaking that Berry is showing up at court for the part of this plea deal, and she's going to resign. I really think most people, even those close to her, didn't really know she was going to do it until really at the very last moment.
You all have reported that even her foes politically were mourning her resignation. Why is that?
Well, I think a lot of them, it was more about the city. And also, it's not like she was someone who had a lot of political enemies. She had sort of gained some. Really, during the last 6 months, she had made some moves that angered people in the African-American community. She had angered some people in this transit initiative, people who were definitely, you know, anti-tax of any sort. But at the same time, she had very high approval ratings, you know, all the way through. She had sky-high ratings when she first came into office. And even after the admission of the affair, a Vanderbilt poll came out, and still she was over 60-something percent. And it really showed that, you know, no matter what had happened, people still liked her, you know. So I think that really was what was coming out from people. We were surprised. You know, we had reporters all over the place yesterday, and nearly everyone that we spoke to, they all kind of had the same sentiment, which is they were more sad than mad.
David Brightly, the vice mayor who's now the mayor, who is he, just in short?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a great question, and one that a lot of people are asking today. Who is David Brightly? Well, You know, for people who have just moved here and they might be driving down Briley Parkway and wonder, are these two things related? Yes, they are. We've had a lot of folks move here in the last 5 years, and they might not be as familiar with them. But David Briley's been around for quite some time. His grandfather, Beverly Briley, was the first mayor of Metro Nashville many years ago and has things named after him across the city. And David himself has been politically active for the last two decades. He ran for mayor in 2007. It was not a very successful campaign, didn't make the runoff. But at the same time, he stayed involved and most recently, obviously, was elected vice mayor. And he's gotten a lot of political kudos from nearly everyone for the job he's done wrangling the Metro Council. There's a lot of people on there. They represent a lot of interest. And it's a difficult task. And he's done what nearly everyone says is a very good job with that. So there's a lot of confidence in him moving into this new position.
Megan Berry was a Democrat, sometimes described as a rising star in the party. What do you think, if anything, this scandal could mean statewide for Democrats and their hopes for the primaries and then the November elections?
Well, you know, it's difficult to speculate, you know, how this impacts the party statewide. I will say this. The party has struggled to get younger candidates who are seen as viable statewide. That's been a difficult task for them for quite some time. And certainly former Mayor Berry was seen as a rising star in the Democratic Party. Now, as most people, you know, either know or don't know, when you run for mayor, you actually don't run as a Democrat or a Republican, but it certainly was no question as to where her allegiances lie. But at the same time, you know, I personally have some experience working with the previous administration on a music council, and I can tell you from being inside those rooms, being a mayor is probably, you know, a lot like being a governor in the sense that you really do have to play both sides. You really have to understand the business interests. You really have to listen to everybody. And I think that, you know, what's interesting with this situation with Berry is that even though a lot of people are talking about the Democratic aspect of it, I wonder, you know, what her long-term plans were. I really don't know. I think, you know, that's pure speculation at this point. But whether it actually bleeds over negatively to the party, I think that's really the only way it does that is that she was younger than most of the candidates that the Democrats have been putting forth statewide. And she was someone that her name was recognized, you know, even outside of Nashville.
So it seems that it's mainly Forrest and Berry that have kind of paid the price for all this. Is there any sense that anyone else could be involved or have some consequences over this?
I think that's one of the biggest questions that's lingering. Who else may be implicated in this? Who else may walk away or step down, which is, as you know, from a political standpoint, usually the big sure sign that they were going to get pushed out if they didn't step down. So we're all watching the door right now to see who walks out in the next little bit, because certainly with a situation like this, there are fingers being pointed, people's names being thrown around already. But as of this moment, no one else has been implicated.
That's Nashville Public Radio's Jason Moon Wilkins, their morning host, and you hear him on WTC during the TriStar State Conversations. Jason, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.